There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my
And that's how we'll get started for hour number two of Midday Mobile on this Friday. Hey, Sean Sullivan, live local talk this hour. You're a big part of it. Of course, text line, phone line, 343-0106, plus Facebook Live right now. Head to Facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5 and give us a shout. Say hello, and we'll wave back. See, you wave, and then we wave, and you wave, and then we wave. It works that way. I want to say a big thank you again to Greg Warrington here at Dean McCrary Mazda for having us back out. We always have a great time here, and today was a day that folks can come out and see the Mazda 3 named White Lightning or Grease White Lightning for themselves.
Yeah, that's right. It is great. You know, Kelly and I, we have a great relationship here, and it's and you and actually the whole group is one of the reasons that I really love doing this, because you know, not everything is scripted, and there's a lot of
great. Nothing's scripted with us. Yes, nothing is scripted.
So it's kind of fun, right?
Right, that is correct. This is organic as it gets. And you and I were talking last hour. I came in. I said, Greg, it looks like, I'm not just saying this, but it looks like you got a lot of vehicles on the lot. And you said, in fact, you are correct.
Yeah, we do. And Mazda came out. What really helped us a lot is Mazda came out with 0% financing for 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
On
that helps
all,
a lot of
listen,
us.
It's on all our best-selling cars. It's just not on one car that, you know, the manufacturer has too many of and they need to get rid of. It is on all of our best-selling cars. 0%, nada. Financing.
That's huge right now, too, because, I mean, not only you couldn't get that a year or two ago, but you sure as heck couldn't get it now. As interest rates have been going up now, and you're doing 0%.
Yeah, that's right.
That helps a lot of us.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the different Mazdas. If somebody's not looked at Mazda in a long time, they know one. Like I always said, my brother had one forever. I love that car. And it's still around, by the way. But, you know, I have not kept up until we started coming out here. I'd not kept up. And I was blown away with the different types of Mazdas, all the different models.
Yeah, and touching on that just a little bit, going back to the old days when the rotary engine is what made Mazda who it is. They gave them the initial name, right? And then, of course, the Miata was the iconic sports car. But things being what they are and what the public demands, really our best-selling vehicles today are obviously the SUVs.
Yeah.
Starting off with the CX-3 and the CX-5 and the CX-9. In fact, Edmunds is currently calling for the last 2 months. The Mazda CX-5 is the very best midsize SUV on the market. Look it up.
Yeah, and it's been. You can also look up Kelly's videos because she tested them for groceries and kids stuff and all that. So not only is it great driving, a safe vehicle and dependable, it also haul the load.
Yeah, that's right. It's surprising, right, Kelly?
Yeah, it's you know, it's so if people, that's why I say it, because if people like I was before we came back out here, I kept thinking sports car. And then I came out here and said, well, wait a second. Yeah, we've got a lot of different kinds of Mazdas.
Yeah, well, and that's why I recommended you buy both, actually.
See, that's why you're doing what you're doing. Hey, come out and see great. You said, too, and I know this for a fact, you're here all the time, and you're personally involved in the deals here. So if somebody comes in and wants to say, hey, while we're looking at it, can Greg come out here and look at it with us? You're good with that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, I try to do everything that I can to be involved in every single interaction with the customer.
All right, and if somebody is they're stuck in the cubicle right now, they want to come out and have a Jersey Mike sandwich with us and get get a look at the new Mazdas and also grab that the new FM Talk 106.5 huggers, but they can't. How do they find you online?
Easy, www.deanmccrary.com, or under the gigantic American flag here on
40 by 80.
Yeah, 40 by 80.
40
yeah,
by
it's
80.
Huge, biggest flag I've seen.
I got
ever.
A question here. Will it be possible for somebody who comes out today, tomorrow, whatever, to test drive White Lightning?
Absolutely.
They can ask for Kelly's white light and test drive white lightning.
Absolutely. Yeah. Kelly, you know, Kelly takes, she drives our car. She takes really good care of them. We've already washed and vacuumed it. It's ready to go.
There you go. So come out and test drive white lightning or the other hundreds of Mazdas here at D. McCreary Mazda. And also, I want to say hello to Sergeant Quentin Howard, Marine, who is in the FM Talk 106.5 Cruiser with us. Thanks for coming in and being part of this. I'm sorry you had to be part of this, but I appreciate you being here.
I'm glad to be here. I'll tell you what, first thing I've done was take a picture of that big flag out there.
Yeah, it means obviously so much to all of us, but to you even more. And, you know, it's somehow with FM Talk 106.5, all branches are represented. My family, Army, Dalton's family, Air Force, Pete Ream there for the Navy, also the Finleys with the Coast Guard and the Marine Corps. But I was going to say, Mrs. Finley starts this Marine Corps involvement. We have the highest density of Marines working with the station or friends of the station, I think, than any other broadcast facility. I don't know why we have such a density of Marines. I'm proud of it, but I'm glad to have you on board.
We keep fighting, you know. We never stop.
That's for sure. And I heard even our own Tom Claxton was out here earlier. I don't know if he's still here. Hey, Tom, don't eat all the sandwiches before I get out there. I want to talk about, you know, what's going on in our city and with veterans, because Tom and Cal had both pointed that out to me, that in this area of the Gulf Coast, the number of veterans we have. It's an amazing thing, and it may be because of the bases that are here or the fact that life is good here on the Gulf Coast. What do you think it is?
I tell you, they all kind of more service people, and I've had good luck, real good, with the VA here in Mobile.
Really?
Yeah.
With all the and with the tough stories that we have heard over the years, you have positive stories.
I got positive. I've got no complaints with the VA here in Mobile.
And it looks like it's going to get better, too.
Yeah, sometimes I have to drive to Biloxi to do a test or something special, but here in Mobile. And tell you one thing, they got that big Marine about 6'5", with a shoulder about 3 foot wide down there.
Yeah.
If you stand in there and he walks by twice, he's going to want to know why.
And good deal.
He'll see that somebody's going to see to you.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
That is a good deal. Yeah, we'll talk when we get off the air. I know my late father-in-law took that trip to Biloxi a lot and what they were doing down there. Well, I sure appreciate you listening to us, and thank you for your service to our country.
Well, I wish I'd go back, but I didn't know Kayla was going to throw me under the bus in here. But
you get thrown under the bus by getting in the bus, the FM Talk 106.5 bus.
I should have known she was going to do it, though.
Well, yeah, absolutely, Sergeant. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. And yeah, it is. It's a weird thing. I would compare to other broadcast facilities nationwide, and the density of Marines here. Now, all branches are represented with our station, but I don't know. Y'all are everywhere, and it's a good thing. All right. Coming back from the break, speaking of good things, Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo is on the way. It's one of those benchmarks of summer. 85th annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, always that third weekend in July, the weekend before the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament. It's Dolphin Island, it's Orange Beach, it's fishing, and obviously it is a big deal since Guinness World Book of Records recognizes it as the planet's biggest multi-day saltwater fishing tournament. It's right here at home. We'll talk to AJC here. Justin is going to join us. Justin Thompson will join us here in just a second to talk more about that. Also coming up, I'm going to give you my version of 6.5 stories. Now, Dalton's still on vacation until Monday, and usually on Fridays he gets all these stories that I'd missed during the week, and he does 6.5 of them. We do 7, but you get to guess the title of the other half one. I'm going to do an abbreviated version. Some stuff I found on the web, Dalton, and if you're listening, streaming online, I can find stuff online, too, that maybe I missed earlier in the week, and I'll get you that story and those stories coming up here in just a little bit. Also, we'll check in with Dr. Bill and get an update on the forecast. Hot weekend ahead. How hot? Well, Dr. Bill will tell us. Y'all stay close, and we'll be right back. We're live at Dean McCreary Mazda on the East I-65 Service Road.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here. And remember, online, fmtalk1065.com. And a reminder, too, if you miss a show or you want to listen to something again, podcast of all our programs. I think the last count I had was 38 hours of unique, organic, local programming happen every week. there on our podcast page, which is dropped down on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. All right, love for you to come and see us. We are at Dean McCreary Mazda on the East I-65 Service Road. And when you come out here, we'll feed you a sandwich and hook you up with some FM Talk 1065 goodies. And it is that time of year, y'all. It's like the benchmark of summer. I guess yesterday officially started summer, and now I'm looking at what it really means when it says summer in South Alabama, and that's the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. Justin Thompson from the JC's joining us now. Thanks for coming by.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
This is 85. Wow.
That's right. Number 85.
You know, my my outdoor show partner, Mike Ward, I mean, he wasn't but 30 when he started fishing the first one. I hope he's listening. This is it's just bigger and better every year for y'all, and excited about Tonkin Rodeo, Tonkin Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament. And you gave me a piece of information before we started that it's going to have some people fired up.
That's right. So for the first time this year, we've got a new jackpot. The new jackpot for this year is the Crane Works Red Snapper Jackpot. So we're doing a boat ticket for that jackpot. You know, of course, every person has to have an open competition ticket, but they also have a boat ticket for that snapper jackpot if they want to get in on it. And we're looking for some great payouts.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And not only after the dark years of not being able to fish red snapper, yeah. But we've obviously got snapper during the rodeo, and in addition we have a chance to make some money on this thing.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, based on 100 tickets purchased, we're going to be paying first through 10th, and that first place prize is going to be a $6,000 cash prize.
Y'all hear that? Yeah. Although, like, I'm worried now. I'm like, I wish everybody wouldn't hear that.
Right.
That is great. You're going to see some big snapper come to the Waydocks down there at the
right.
island for that. So first through 10th, too. So that means, I mean, there's a lot of chances here for people to get it. I'm starting
right.
to formulate in my mind
yeah.
plans here.
No, that's strategy.
Really, yeah, that's exciting. I mean, that's really, really good.
Yes, sir. We're excited about it. We're really excited about it. We're happy to have Craneworks come on as the sponsor for it. And we're ready to see what kind of impact it can make.
All right, let's talk jackpots, though, because with this new one, Red Snapper Jackpot, I'm thinking about my boat. So we're going to be in the Snapper Jackpot.
Right.
I mean, and then we're going to be in Speckled Trout. But folks, what about big game? What about kings? What are we
right, doing? Yeah, well, we're still got a Ray Marine big game jackpot, Synergy Laboratories King Mackerel jackpot, and then, of course, the Yamaha Motors, Wargle Boats, GSPS, Speckled Trout jackpot.
This is really good. I mean, this is four different jackpots. That's awesome.
Right, right. And as far as these ticket sales go for these jackpots, so the Red Snapper, the Crane Works Red Snapper, it is a ticket that can only be purchased on our website, which all of our tickets are currently on sale on our website.
Okay, so people can go ahead and get their tickets.
They can buy the Snapper and the Speckled Trout jackpot tickets online, as well as open competition online. The only caveat is our big game and our king tickets will only be sold at the captain's meeting the night of the tournament.
Okay,
we require a sign out anyway.
Yeah,
so we're now going to
come down
that
Thursday night for
right,
Liars contest or
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. So we require the king and the big game to be signed out during that captain's meeting. So we chose to only sell those tickets during that meeting rather than have someone buy them and not show up at the captain's meeting and in turn get disqualified.
Right.
So we now we're trying
so
to alleviate
king
that
and
happening.
Big game in person.
Right, in person
Trout
at the rodeo
and Snapper
site.
We can get on the website right now.
Right. Yeah, Trout, Snapper and open competition are on sale now at adsfr.com.
All right, talk to me about some categories and is anything changed year to year? And what about the I always say kayak, but the non-motorized fishing division,
right.
y'all still doing that?
We do. We still have the non-motorized division. That's under the spec jackpot. So still, the angler would just need to buy a spec jackpot ticket, and that would enter him into the non-motorized division there. So there will be placing first through third and in the non-motor division for the biggest spec caught in that non-motor category, whether it be beach or pier or kayak or
bathtub. If I could paddle a bathtub.
However you can get out on the water without a motor.
And let's talk about anything that was open in last year that's out this year, those kind of things, big changes?
Not necessarily. We're continuing along with doing all our music on site. We'll have live music all weekend at the
radio
site.
Yeah, you'll have a party. I mean, I ride in and weigh fish. I'm like, dang it, I need to go back out and fish the tide change, but y'all are already having a party.
That's right. Yeah, we, and, you know, it's open to the general public. There is no ticket to get into to the party. It's free admission all weekend. We're happy to have the family come down. Friday night is going to be our big night. We've got the Molly Ringwalds playing Friday evening. But yeah, our full schedule is available on our Facebook page. But the highlights would be Thursday night is Rolling in the Hay. Friday night, Molly Ringwalds. Saturday night, the Red Clay Strays. And then Sunday afternoon will be Keith the Mailman Burns and the Back Pew Riders.
Yeah, how many times do you have to practice that band?
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So each night we got entertainment. And you mentioned families, too. So before we – I don't want to run out of time before we talk about the weekend before the big rodeo. And that's Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament.
It's everybody – it's all of us JCs. It's pretty much our favorite thing that we do is to put on this kids' tournament. So it's a 15 and under a tournament. Kids 15 and under. And it's more fun to see those little kids bring a half-pound pinfish up to the scales than it is to see the tuna coming in the next weekend. You know, the kid comes up with the biggest smile on his face, and it doesn't matter what it is. They've got a trophy in their hand. You know, it's
just
awesome.
Teaching kids the spirit of doing it right and competitive fishing, and the pride of
exactly
walking up.
Right.
My kids have both done that, walked up with their fish, and it doesn't have to be, you know, winning the whole thing or even placing. They get to kid up. Y'all treat them like little grown-ups, you know.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, we let them throw their fish up on the table, and our judge officially weighs every fish, no matter what it is, and it's a $5 ticket, for the kids tournament. It's not expensive. Our main goal there is to get people out with their family, with their kids' friends, and take people fishing, teach the kids what it's all about. You know, something that you know and love. We'll teach the kids that too, and they'll grow up to appreciate it as well.
Plus, there's always a lunch involved.
There is, yeah. So every kid that fishes that comes into the rodeo site, they get a free hot dog and a free bag of chips and a free ice cream and a free Coke.
Yep.
It's great. And all proceeds from that day go toward the Mobile JC's Children's Shopping Tour. We take kids shopping every Christmas from the community, and they get to buy gifts for their family and friend, or excuse me, just for their family. It's a great day. That's July 14th for the kids tournament.
Hey, are those tickets on sale on the website, or are they going to be?
I don't believe they are on our website. All of our tickets will be in ticket outlets on Monday.
Okay.
So the kids tickets can be bought, and now the kids tournament tickets, they can be bought at the rodeo site the day of the tournament, even.
Exactly, and I hate to tell them myself, but if Dad has forgotten to get the ticket, they can go for the early trout bite and then come in and buy the tickets and weigh the fish.
That's exactly right.
I've ever done that before.
The kids tournament, that's perfectly fine. You can come in that day to weigh in your fish and buy the ticket at the site for your kids. Now the following weekend, that's not so much the
different
case.
Story.
Everything's got to be bought before 5 a.m. the following weekend on Friday, July 20th, when the tournament begins. But
I want to talk about. I mentioned it earlier, but I just want to make sure it's still the deal. And people who are new to the area are new to what y'all do with the JCs and the rodeo. This not just that this is a big deal around here. This is Guinness certified.
Right. Yeah. So we're the world's largest annual fishing tournament.
The world,
you know,
y'all. The world.
The world. It is. It's a neat tagline to be able to put behind our name. You know, it kind of gives people an idea of what they're talking about. Of course, we have sponsors from all over the country, and when you call these national companies, they may not have ever heard of it, but when you start talking about the magnitude of what it is, they really start listening and open their ears up to you. You know,
when you say, we've been doing this for
85 years, 3,300 anglers every year, they really open their ears up and say, whoa, hey, hang on, say that again. It is.
And you've had some big names come through and big stories done.
Oh, yeah.
And it just brings a lot of pride to our area.
Namely, I mean, like the contender. contender boat. This is our 20th year giving away a contender boat.
Yeah, tell folks too that don't know how that worked. That
that's
to
right.
Come out. This is why you got to fish no matter what. This is why you just get your ticket.
That's right. So this is our 20th year partnering with Contender Boats. We give away this year. We'll be giving away a 22-foot contender boat with a Yamaha motor and a trailer. This boat is given away not to the biggest fish, not to the best angler. It's given away as a random drawing of all anglers who weigh in a legal fish out of any of the 30 categories. So I mean, you can catch a red drum, slot red, and bring it in and weigh it in, and
I can bring a white trout
as long
in.
As it's
I can
legal.
Weigh in a white trout.
That's right. As long as it's the legal, you know, a legal size, then we'll weigh it in, and your name goes into the drawing for that boat, motor, trailer package.
Well, this is good stuff, Justin. I know we'll be talking more going forward.
Sounds
as
great.
We get closer. But okay, Monday ticket outlets have
ticket outlets. Correct, and all of our outlets can be found on our website adsfr.com. If you have any questions, most stuff can be found on our Facebook page as well.
All right, check it out there, and we'll be doing a lot more talking about the upcoming 85th annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. Coming right back, more of Midday Mobile. We are live at Dean McCrary Mazda on the East I-65 Service Road. Come see us.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Hey, we are live at Dean McCrary Mazda. I'd love for you to come on by, grab a sandwich with us, and check out White Lightning, the Mazda. Kelly's been driving for the last couple weeks talking about it, and it's here, and you can check it out, and the big selection of other Mazdas other than White Lightning that are on the lot. I want to check in with my buddy Angelo, too, at Mobile Bay Coins. What's up, Angelo?
Hey, how's it going today, Sean?
It's going good. I was thinking about this, though. We just got done talking about the upcoming 85th Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo with Justin Thompson from the JCs, and I figured this is one of these times you and I have talked about in the past when you think, gentlemen, that you may make a bad choice or a decision or fish when you're supposed to be doing some kind of honeydew or something. It's good to go buy Mobile Bay Coins and pre-gift. I don't know if that's a term I just made up, but pre-gift.
Well, exactly, and you don't necessarily have to give the gift right away, but at least get the planning stage out of the way before the fishing tournament. Come out of the shop, pick up a nice angle bracelet, maybe a nice pair of earrings, and then when you go on your fishing trip and you get home a little late and maybe you're a little loud or something else is going on, like you said, maybe some things got forgotten or somebody's feelings get just a wee bit hurt at the end of this weekend, you have something right then and there that you can surprise her with. Or like you said, the smarter move may be to just go ahead and give that to her Friday or Saturday, so
right.
You can calm her down a little bit, and then you get a little bit of slack.
It's good to, you know, right before you get ready to leave for 3 days of fishing, say, hey, honey, you know, I just want to spend some special time with you, and here's a gift, and then she'll go, wait a second, it's rodeo. But it's okay. At that point, she's got the gift. Let's talk about not only gifts, but also, I guess you could use these as gifts, but a lot of times for investors and people looking to hedge on money, coming out to buy precious metals, and now doing that sales tax-free.
Yeah, that's one of the really cool things now that it's June 1st, that law was in effect here in Alabama, and it's for the next 5 years. So if you wanted to buy gold or silver bullion, American silver eagle, junk silver coins, 1 ounce gold pieces, those are all tax-free now. And there are some very cool options, including some with fish on them. We actually got a couple of silver bullion items with marlin on them. So that might even be a good investment slash hedge slash fishing rodeo gift.
Really, you got? How does that work? Is it a stamp, or how does that? How do they do that?
It's actually a coin. It's a silver coin done by the Bahamas or Bermuda. I don't remember which. I'll put a picture of that up on our Facebook page. How about that?
Cool. So, I mean, this is one of their normal coins.
This is one of their normal special bullion coins, just like the United States has the American silver eagles. You don't
right.
go to the bank and get $20 worth of silver eagles, but they strike and release those as silver bullion items. This is a similar one, but this one is from one of the tropical countries and has a really cool marlin on the design. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Good deal. Yeah, I got to come by and see that. All right, if people want to do just like me, come by, check out the gifts, check out the coins, how do they find you?
Yeah, we're in Midtown on Government. That's 2204 Government Street. Call us at 725-1590. Or like I said, go onto Facebook and start checking out some of the pictures there.
All right, Angelo, we'll check in soon.
Have a good one, Sean.
You too. Angelo checking in for Mobile Bay Coins. All right. I mentioned that with Dalton still on vacation, he'll be back Monday. This is normally the time of the week that Dalton does 6.5 stories. And these are all the stories that I have not seen on the internet. And, you know, he gathers them up and brings them to us. And most of the time, they're either about animals, some dude from Florida, or something from overseas, right? That's usually the... Yeah, usually that. Animals, Florida, or like Southeast Asia. Something like that. It's kind of a thematic here with 6.5 stories. But I don't have 6.5 for you. I don't have nearly as many as Dalton found. But I have one, and this is a Florida woman story. You know, it wouldn't be 6.5 stories without something to do with Florida. This there's a guy involved, but it's about Mama here. This is about Mama, and it's from Dateline Panama City Beach. PCB, baby. PCB. All right. Gainesville Sun published, Gainesville Sun published a story. It says, Mom, this is one of these stories here. Motherly love, y'all. Mom allegedly said, quote, I'll be damned if I let him have that last word, end quote, before shooting her bike riding son. Unable to let her adult son have the last word in an argument, a Panama City Beach woman has now been arrested after allegedly shooting at him with a .22 caliber handgun while he was riding his bicycle along the front beach road on Saturday night. Let's paint this picture, right? Let's do like a radio version of Bob Ross. Let's paint a picture here for you. And that picture is you have front beach road there in the PCB, baby, and an adult who probably not for exercise, probably for his only option for transportation, is riding his, after getting in an argument with Mom, is riding his bicycle down the road, and Mom breaks out the double deuce and starts firing. Priscilla Ann Etheridge, 66, has been charged with aggravated assault with a firearm and booked into the Bay County Jail. She's being held now on a $2,500 bail after her first bail appearance happened on Monday. According to police reports, Etheridge and her 46-year-old son lived together and have been having an argument when her son left the house on his bicycle. Once again, he's 46 and his transportation to go storming out is his bicycle. They were having an argument. Son left the house. A nephew told Bay County Sheriff's Office deputies that Etheridge armed herself with a .22 revolver before heading out the door after her son, saying, I'll be damned if I let him have the last word. Don't you know the people at COPS are going, why couldn't we have been there with the cameras on? Etheridge drove down Lakeview Drive and then turned eastbound on Front Beach Road when she caught up to her son. So now she stormed out the door with the .22, son's on the bicycle, and she's going down the street. She later told deputies she believed her son had her cell phone, and she was yelling at him to give it back. She said her son grabbed her car door, and then she fired a shot to scare him into letting go. Her son told deputies he had been riding his bicycle to get away from his mother when she rode up beside him, yelling she was going to shoot him before she then fired her gun. According to the report, the victim was not struck, but the bullet came, quote, very close, end quote, to him. The gun was taken from Etheridge and had one spent shell casing in the chamber. Etheridge's cell phone was later located at her home, according to the report, probably under the couch cushion. I just added that. But ladies and gentlemen, not a Florida man story, but a Florida mom story there. And so many things going on in that story. The 46-year-old, whose viable transportation was his bicycle, and Mama with the pistol coming down the road in Panama City and shooting at him. Weird thing is, at some times of year in Panama City, that wouldn't even get anybody to bat an eye. Okay, so how can I balance that out? I'll balance this out with a good story. So that's the not good thing about human nature. Let's talk about good human nature. The ride-hailing app Lyft, who helped out after hurricanes in Florida and Texas last year by taking people to shelters free of charge, they're now doing it for another group that could use some help. They've recently, remember things we've talked about here with Anchor Cross and other charity groups here that get people to their cancer treatments, and we talked about how important that is. Lyft has recently partnered with the American Cancer Society for a program called Road to Recovery, where they offer cancer patients free rides to and from their cancer treatments. It started last fall in Miami and Las Vegas, and now they've announced they're expanding to more cities, including Los Angeles, Philadelphia, Houston, Cincinnati, Denver, St. Louis, Atlanta, and part of New Jersey. Instead of using the Lyft app, patients can call the American Cancer Society helpline to set it up, and then Lyft covers the cost. So I guess the driver for Lyft, this is really special, I guess the driver for Lyft, they get paid and the company does it on their side. That's really good for them. They have just a few days to call before the appointment and schedule a ride. By the way, if somebody, if you happen to be sitting to where you can write the number down, if not, I'll tweet this out, but the number is 800-227-2345, 800-227-2345. Like I said, that puts you through the American Cancer Society, and they call Lyft and set this up. So if you have a family member, like so many of us have, that is going through cancer treatment and all that entails, and they need to come to treatment, come back and all that, Lyft is doing it. Now, it did not say Mobile. Closest here is Atlanta, but I imagine there are people that are involved with the American Cancer Society here in our area that are working towards that, and maybe we can get that going here at home sooner than later. It's really a big need for families dealing with that, and even individuals that don't have family around. These cancer treatments, I just know family members having to pick people up from hospitals and what it was like, and good for Lyft. Good for Lyft. So the positive and the negative all in my abbreviated 6.5 stories. Listen, it'll be good when Dalton gets back and does it next week. It'll be much better, but for now, just a stopgap. All right, coming back, we're going to talk some law here on Midday Mobile. We are live at Dean McCrary Mazda on the East I-65 Service Road. Come out and see us. We'll feed you. Jersey Mike's, thanks for the sandwiches. They brought some great ones out. And FM Talk 106.5 goodies for you as well.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
Welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. And joined by senior partner at Taylor Martino and a man I've known quite a long time, Richard Taylor. Thanks for being in here.
Well, glad to be here, Sean. Good to see you again.
Good to see you as well. We're just catching up on stories from days gone by. And that's kind of what I want to get into as well. The practice of law and story of days gone by. I don't want to get myself in trouble here, but you've been doing this for more than a year.
Yes, I have.
And, you've been practicing law for since there weren't so many laws back when you started, actually.
Well, there's plenty of laws, but they've changed a little bit. But yeah, I hung my shingle out in downtown Mobile a little over 30 years ago.
And wow.
In the same block, and I'm still in the same block, about four blocks from the courthouse.
So what have you seen? I mean, I'm sure we could sit down and write a book here about what you've seen changes in the legal practice.
Yeah, it has changed. When I started practicing 30 years ago, you know, we didn't have every billboard was a law firm.
Right.
When you watch TV, you know, every ad that comes on are lawyers, and what that has generated or produced is clients or people who need lawyers are being, you know, ran through like cattle to these advertising law offices. And, you know, what I've learned is that a lot of these folks that go see advertising lawyers, they'd never meet a lawyer, never see one, never sit down with them.
That's news to people. And I've learned this from you over time. When you talk about the cattle operation here, I didn't realize this till you told me that. I mean, people come in and they're almost just processed. They're just coming in there. Nobody's really taking a look at that case.
Right. Well, I mean, an investigator goes out and signs it up. They bring them a contract. They order the medical records. And it comes down to basically quantity, not quality.
Right.
And, you know, whenever I started practicing law, and still today in my law office downtown, Taylor Martino, it's quality representation. You know, when a client comes in to meet with us, I tell them to bring their family, even bring their children. So I sit down with them, and I get to know them. Where do you work? You know, how long y'all been married? How many kids you got? Where do you live? What do you enjoy doing?
Right.
You get to know them. And because you can't represent somebody you don't know, in my opinion. And that's kind of not the way it is anymore. You know, like I say, a lot of clients and people never meet their lawyer or meet them when they pick up a check or something. At our office, we, you know, it's quality. We spend time with our people. with the people we represent.
And, you know, listening to you, and I can't wait to hear your take on it, because talking to Ed and Ben in the past here, talked about that hour and a half, you know, at least, that they're meeting with a new client. And they hear something when they're talking to the client, whether they are talking, meeting the family, the whole nine yards. Y'all hear things that we don't know are pertinent to a case. We're just talking to you, telling you about us. And you hear something that's so very important to our case.
Yeah, I mean, you sit down and somebody comes in and they're injured and he's the breadwinner of the family. And, you know, you ask them, you know, how's this affected the family economically, but also, what did you enjoy doing with your children?
Right.
You know, what can you not do now that you could do before? And that would be important to a jury. Whenever you go to try the case, you know, folks on a jury want to know, well, how has this affected not only the injured person or the breadwinner, but the entire family? And the only way to know that is to sit down with the family and get to know them and talk to them and represent them in a quality fashion.
That's the thing that would scare me, what you're talking about, the way it's practiced with a lot of attorneys now. You would never have a chance to have that interaction to ever find out that thing that could be so important in court.
That's true, and that's how the practice of the law has changed, is that, I don't want to call it the old-fashioned way, but I think about the old Atticus Finch, you know?
Yeah.
Small-town lawyer, you know, everybody, you know, they come in, you get to know them, you get to know who their family is, but the advertising lawyers are friends of mine.
Right.
I mean, they're just making a living and putting shoes on their children's feet, you know, like every other lawyer.
But it's, you're saying they do it a different...
It's just a different style.
Okay, but I'm going to throw this in, because you and I have known each other a long time on this. For normal human beings, once, twice, maybe three times in a lifetime, we're going to need services of a firm like Taylor Martino. Having something that's a lawsuit is not everyday practice for us. So even though it's everyday practice for those other attorneys, this is the biggest situation ever in our life, the most critical situation, this injury that has changed our life. That's something I don't want to skimp on.
Well, and unfortunately, the kind of law that we do is, and me personally, I do, you know, catastrophic, very serious injury, and then unfortunately, a lot of death cases.
Yeah.
And when folks come to me, you know, they're usually at sometimes the lowest point of their life.
Sure.
And, you know, and they look at you and you accept a lot of responsibility. I mean, the breadwinner's dead or the breadwinner's in a wheelchair for life, paralyzed, and they look at you going, what are you going to do for me? And it's a lot of responsibility. And, yeah, you know, so when folks come to me, it's not a good thing, but you have
no
choice.
Coming to you on a great day. We're not coming to you for a great reason. You got us at our toughest time where we need the help.
And a lot of the clients that come to me, first thing they say is, I've never hired a lawyer before, and I don't like lawsuits, and I don't like my insurance premiums going up, and I hear all of that.
I'm kind of like that person,
well,
Richard.
A lot of people are, and most of my friends are like that.
Yeah.
You know?
I am that person. Yeah.
I don't like lawyers, but I like my lawyer.
I don't like
lawyers, but when I need a lawyer, I want a lawyer.
That's
okay. And so we're here when we're needed. You know, I have a lot of people call me and say, I want to file a lawsuit for such and such. I was going, well, I really don't think you do. I think you just like work that. It out with the insurance company. You know, you got a minor injury. If you hire me, I'm going to get a third of it.
Yeah.
Okay. But if you work it out with them, you keep it all. Whereas the mass lawyers, the ones they're taking in and take their third. And I say, no, you don't. And a lot of times I get a lot of calls about hospitals and doctors. It's unbelievable. Probably two a week. And I want to sue because of this. No, you don't either. You don't want to sue a doctor. You don't want to sue a hospital.
I said,
this will cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, and you're probably going to lose. And so no telling how many people I have convinced not to go after doctors and hospitals because, you know, bad things happen in hospitals, but that's because you're there because you're hurt.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, a lot of times I discourage litigation because it's expensive, it's time-consuming, it takes a lot of emotions.
Sure.
But a lot of lawyers will take the case. You know, it's a last resort.
I appreciate that, and I think a lot of people do, because then when you give somebody the opinion that you do, in fact, have a real case here, it resonates.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if I take a case, you got a serious injury and you need a lawyer. And a lot of times I'll tell people, look, work it out with the insurance adjuster. If it doesn't work, then you come see me. A lot of times they'll say, I was just in an accident. I say, well, if you're not permanently injured, you probably don't need a lawyer. So you keep treating with your doctor. And if the doctor says you got a permanent injury for the rest of your life, now you need me. I guess I'm a kind of somewhat selective on the cases I take. And Ben and Ed, you know, they may take, you know, a case if you're not permanently injured. But this point in my career and my age, you know, I have fewer cases. But
well, you have some serious cases.
Serious cases, yes.
Well, if somebody's in that situation listening to us right now, wants to reach out and talk to you, talk about how we do that, make that phone call.
Get online and Google Taylor Martino.
Right.
Or just call us at our office, downtown Mobile, 251-433-3131, or just come knock on my door.
There we go. Richard Taylor, Senior Managing Partner at Taylor Martino, thank you for being here with us today.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.